they were giving me a hard time about the size of the letters on my sermon notes here. They said, I can read it from back there. Well, when you get to preaching, you got to have big letters. You got to have it big. My wife makes sure I can see it. If I can't see it, I might forget something. Man, me and Jesus. Man, what a song to start the service with. Now, we've been having some great music. I told Joel this morning, I said, man, I didn't know you could sing and play the guitar. He said, I still don't. I guarantee you, I know exactly how he feels. You know, but it's such a blessing for us to have these folks to come up and take the time and the effort to practice, get these songs together so that we can worship the Lord this morning. Let's give him a hand, all right? All those who are in the music team, we just thank you so much. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, I looked and prayed and I said, Lord, what is the word that you would have me to speak on to Common Ground this morning? What is it this week that we needed to hear? What word do you have for us? And I prayed and I prayed, and it was just like a sounding bell that went off in my head. The Lord said, preach Jesus. Preach about me. So this morning, you're going to get it. We're going to hear about Jesus. Without mixing any words, he said, I want you to talk about me. What would this world look like if Jesus was not in it? Just think about it. What I tried to think of a word, and the only word that came up to my little head was a septic tank. A cesspool. Just think about it. Something that it stinks and it's rotten that you don't want to be around. You don't want to smell it. You don't want to see it. You don't want to think about it. That's what I think about when I think about the world without Jesus this morning. Nothing good about it at all. Only evil and corruption. It's kind of like thinking of some analogies that I could try to put together, and I thought, you know, what is one of the favorite things that I love? And I said, you know, biscuits and gravy. Woo! Man, I tell you, love biscuits, and you can tell, I've had my share of them, biscuits and gravy. But what would biscuits and gravy be like if you took out one of the main ingredients? Flour, water, and grease. It'd be awful. What if you took water out of it? You'd have a rock. You'd be eating dirt. Okay, biscuits and gravy. That was one of the things I thought of. Another one, Dana, we was having our meal at Wednesday night, and he was saying, man, this would be good if we had cornbread, wouldn't it? Think about cornbread. What would cornbread taste like if there was no corn ground up in it? Well, it would be nothing. Then again, a little bit of grease and a little bit of water. All the taste, what makes it what it is Jesus is what makes this world good. Just like flour makes biscuits and gravy larrapin. Woo, man. I'm getting hungry. I need to shut up about biscuits and gravy. I got to preach here, and I don't need to be thinking about food. I'm telling you, I got a ways to go, and I need to stop thinking about food. This world without Jesus, folks, is going to hell